Gary, much changed side tonight. The academy side, I think. Does that mean you're not particularly interested in the Cheshire Senior Cup?
No, not that particularly. It's just obviously it was a chance to give a lot of the lads a rest. I mean, since the start of the season, we've been playing Saturday, midweek Saturday, since August. And I believe that goes on till the week before Christmas. So it's a grind, you know what I mean? It was good to give, you know, a load of them a break, and we had a chance to have a look at the academy boys, and they've got through it, haven't they?
Could you follow the same thing up with the other two cups that are coming up in the next couple of weeks, the League Cup and the Manchester Premier?
Yeah, I think we'll rest players. We have to. It's that big a grind, and you know the squad's that thin that we can't really afford to pick up a load of injuries. So yeah, we'll certainly look at them games and see where we are at that moment.
1-0 win. Did you learn much? Were you happy with the performance? I know you didn't run the team tonight, did you?
No, me and Martin left it to the academy fellas, and we just told them the players that we wanted to play. You know, we only played four of the team. We got two of them off at half time. We just had a quick word to get them two off. It's good for them. You know, it was all their boys really, so we let them get on with it.
Since the last time we spoke, results haven't exactly been going well. Do you have a take on that?
No, they haven't. I thought we were poor at Grantham. I thought we were poor at Nantwich. I thought we played very well on Saturday. I thought we deserved something in the game. I thought the officials killed us. You know, some big key decisions. You know, we should have had a penalty, and the result of that was we had a player sent off and we didn't get a penalty. I mean, it was the most outrageous decision I've ever seen. Yeah, it was useless. it was pathetic, mate. You have to see him to believe him. And we played very well, so we was pleased really. You know, it went against us. It was a poor goal, the second goal. Then we got back in it with 10 men. We'd run the first half, even half of it, with 10 men, and should have been in front, maybe 1-2. Got back in 2-1, and they scored with a breakaway in the last minute. So the result didn't actually look good, but we were really pleased with the performance, and it was certainly a step up from the last few weeks.
Saturday, Frickley Athletic here at Ewan Fields, so expect to have a full squad available for that.
Yeah, there's no one injured. I mean, we've got some suspensions coming up, which we've got to manage. But we've got a full complement. You know, we're only working with 15, 16 players anyway. We've no more than that really. We've got to turn it around. You know, even though the results have been just a little bad run of results, you know, we're still not far off the playoffs, and you know, we've shown, as in previous part of the season, you go and string a few wins together and you fly out the league. So yeah, we're still trying to find our best team. We're still trying to work out what the best formation will be for us. We was a lot happier with the way we played on Saturday. We played with the diamond again, and we passed the ball tons better, and we dominated the game, you know, for large periods, even with 10 men. So we was pleased with Saturday.
All right, thanks.